So welcome back, everybody. This is part two of our Having a Big Why virtual retreat. Welcome back. Welcome back. I hope you've had a good break. And there's so much more that I want to dive in with you with this afternoon. So let me see. How do we want to do this? Do we want to do it like this? I want you to each take just 1 minute as we begin and jot down two things, and then we'll hear from one or two of you. Here are the two things I want you to jot down. What's my biggest aha from the morning? What's the biggest thing that's landed in me? And what's the one way that I already know I want to apply this in my company? So take 1 minute to jot down. Maybe you did a whole bunch of ahas over the lunch hour. Choose the biggest one. Maybe a new one will descend on you now, but just take 2 minutes. Well, here's my biggest aha. Here's how I already want to apply it. So go ahead. Another minute or so. What's your biggest aha from this morning? Where's the one place you want already know you want to apply it? Okay, and finishing up that last sentence, taking it to a place where you can come back to it, and it's a great idea to come back to that at a later time. And I would love to hear from one or two of you. Right now I can see Jamie and Yvonne. I can't see the rest of you, so hopefully you're hearing my voice. So as I'm calling on people, there you are appearing back, thank you. Let's hear from one or two of you. What's the biggest aha? Let's have that as our grounding for today, just as we did that with Quantum Leaps this morning and with Empowering Stories for Entrepreneurs, and having that as our grounding. Let's ground ourselves in what was opening from this morning so we can take it. So much more I want to share with you this afternoon, so we can take it to the next step on from the basis of this jumping off point. What's your aha? Where do you want to apply it in your company? Who would like to share first? Yes, Mary Kay. I see Jamie saying Mary Kay's by the horses. Yay.
taking how I want to apply it is with connections.
I heard the second part. I didn't hear the first part. I heard how you wanted to apply it. I think others may have experienced that too. I think your line dropped for a minute.
The first part, the aha, is being at ease.
Being at ease and apply it with connection. And I love that, Mary Kay. And when you say you're going to apply it in connection, can you think of a concrete place so that we can see it, touch it, understand it the way you do? Is it that the next time you are connecting with your horse? Is it the next time that you're teaching and training somebody? Is it a copy that you're writing? What's the one tangible place where you want to apply this so we can actually feel it too?
Well, all those you said, and the connecting with the horses and also, and my cats everywhere, and you want something more specific, but it does fit everywhere, and more specifically, probably at ease in finding connections and connection calls and the whole line that goes connection to strategy to working with people and my current clients, and it's kind of the whole, I guess I'm in this universal connection place.
I love this, Mary Kay. So ease, connection, and starting, you know, both some very tangible places, and you're going like, I don't know where it wouldn't apply. It applies everywhere. Love that. And then talk to us, help us understand the connection for you between connection and ease and having a big why. Where does the big why fit in? What does connection have to do with it? I think it has everything to do with it, and particularly for you, but I'd love to hear from you. Where's the big why in that?
Well, the why creates the ease.
Thank you. Why does the why create the ease? And I know I'm playing a devil's advocate a little bit here, or like 6-year-old child, but so that we can hear it, so that it can land in our bones, so that we understand how you're seeing it, because this is beautiful.
What was the question again?
Well, how, you know, why does the why bring ease, for instance? Why?
Because I know why. I don't have to keep questioning. I don't have to keep running. I don't have to keep searching. It's right there. It's been there. It's right here and there, and it's been there probably since I was born. But I don't. Does that make sense?
Yes. Now
I'm. You want more?
Can you hear the difference now? Yeah. So I can stop all that questioning. I can stop all that running and searching. And it's so much like all that expended energy that doesn't always help us. It's like, oh, this why is my birthright. This why is what I was born with. I actually already, even if I can't articulate it, I know it's already inside me. And when I land in that place, everything is so much easier in it. I don't know exactly what it is, but it has something to do with connection for me. And that's where I'm going to go explore and do more of that, because I know my why is somewhere there. Mary Kay, did I hear it? Is it somewhere like that?
Yeah, it all fits together.
Yeah, beautiful. I love it. Thank you. And can you hear how, you know, as I told more of the story about it, and as I was pulling more out of Mary Kay, so then we could start to hear how that worked, right? Why the why is at the center of that, and how that's going to make a tangible difference in her company already midway through our having a big why day. Could you, if you could hear it now, raise your hand. The tangible difference. Yes. Thank you. Beautiful. Thank you, Mary Kay. Let's hear from one more of you. What's your aha, and where do you already know you want to apply this in your company? Wendy, and then Dottie.
I found my aha being some preemptive editor proofing.
Yes, and we were doing a bit of that together, weren't we, right? Let's make it easier down the way, because I can see the editor that's going to come up down the way. And if I just go in a different route, I don't have to experience that down the way. I can actually go an easier route. So a preemptive editor proofing. So what was that for you in this, Wendy?
Yeah, so I wrote down, the why can be deep and delicious and important and easy. It's already there. Let it be revealed.
It's already there. Let it be revealed. I love it. Deep and easy. And also I hear this bouncing off of some of the last places where we were with Jamie. It's like, Jamie's going like, I'm motivated, but I don't have a why. Oh, wait, but I want that rather than that. Clearly there's something there. Maybe I just haven't articulated it yet, like the steel guy, but it's there and I can tap into it. And then the more I have that, the easier it gets. I don't have to think so hard. I don't have to work so hard. I become more of me in that. I tap into something that's deeper, and then things flow, like Luke 1 versus Luke 2, Marie 1 versus Marie 2. Yes?
Yeah, I also really loved Mary Kay's idea, and it's probably also editor proofing that's just popping into my head now, is maybe I'm not so far off of my why. Like, maybe I don't need to scratch Jesus, but that it's just a finite tweak, and it's just like letting it land inside of me, and that it's connected. Like that why over there is connected to my why. I've just got to find it in me.
Beautiful. It's not as far as I think. It's already there. It's a tweak. I'm just gaining access to it. And the more I know that I have it, the more I know it's my birthright, the more I know I already have the tools in around story to discover deeper and deeper layers of it, the more I breathe easily and the more everything flows so much easier. Yes, thank you. Beautiful. Love it. Yes, yes, yes. This tells me you guys are here, alive, awake, listening, and then applying it each to you in your own way. This is beautiful. Also tells me that you didn't just, at least this is what it sounds like to me, you didn't just run away and check your email, because you wouldn't be sounding this way. I don't think if that's what you had done, right? No judgment about it, but just like for you to stay here. Beautiful. Dottie.
Could I give half the why and half a question?
We're going to have time for questions toward the end of our day today. Let me see, but why not? Sure. Okay, so go ahead.
Thank you. I'm very used to getting excited about teaching. I think one of the reasons I love being a student is I always think, oh, I'm more valuable now that I know this and I can pass on this and I can. But what I'm hoping and praying that I might get this afternoon is when I go into the negative, how I can pull myself out. I know the solution is to make calls, make connections. I know that intellectually, but emotionally, it's really hard to get out of that frozen fear.
Yes, I love this, Dottie. This is a great question. And actually, the answer, I want to point us back to some of the pieces where we were earlier this morning. How do I, if I get into that, you know, negative spin, how do I, you said pull myself out. How do I be led in a different direction? How do I allow myself to be in a more playful place, right? Pull myself out sounds like I'm stuck in the quagmire, in the mud, and I need to yank myself out. Already the words feel, you know, sticky, right? So just playing with those words a little bit. And I want to point you back to Luke. And just as a framework, and then we're going to do some of this work this afternoon that allows us to experience it, right? But if we think of Luke Skywalker, he's all in the negative at the beginning of the show. He's like all about, oh, my uncle and oh, my aunt, and oh, this place is lousy and nobody can get out of here and I'm stuck here and my life's never going to go anywhere. And he doesn't find it there. He finds it by stepping into a different world. And part of that stepping into a different world is stepping into a huge why. A huge why. And that it's not like circulating over in the stuck in the quagmire or stuck in those, like trying to not think about elephants. Instead, he just heads over to a whole different place, focuses himself over there. And over there, questions that were arising, like, how do I, you know, please my uncle and still get away? Like the kinds of questions he was asking, you know, how does one, you know, do anything on this? This is kind of his attitude, God-forsaken planet, you know, nobody can do anything here. And how can I even, the kinds of quality of questions he was asking over there in that stuck place were different kinds of questions. There was no why, there was nothing drawing him forward. There was no desire. There was just what he pushing against what he doesn't like. Over here, as he steps into that thread of desire, and in this case, sparked by Obi-Wan Kenobi and seeing the message and so on, He has different level questions. He's drawn forward. The obstacles that are much bigger in a sense over there than they were before don't matter to him. He has one-pointed attention. He has way more fun because he's drawn along that thread of the why. So what's your why? Finding your why, you're exactly in the right place, Dottie. That's what we're diving into today. And hearing the why of the why this morning, hearing the fun of it this morning, understanding what it even is made of. We already have the building blocks of it because we are learning in multiple different ways about story all year long. It's right at the heart of story. Desire is at the heart of story because desire and what pulls us forward is at the heart of our lives, and our stories write that down. And we've been doing some deep dive work about the kind of mechanics and craft of story. So we can see it in the stories we tell and we can see it in our own lives. So how do I tap into that? So then the question becomes, how do I tap into that deep desire? How is it that I know what my why is for the thing that I do? And again, pointing back to Jamie, is I go, well, I'm motivated, but I don't have a why. Well, maybe you do, like the steel guy. You know, he had it. He just hadn't been able to articulate it yet and hadn't looked at the world in that way yet, but it was already there for him to talk about. And when we have our why, again, I will go more into the how we turn that into words for the world in practical applications. So we're not going to go deeply into that because we can't do everything all at once. But I was just listening to Simon Sinek over the lunch hour a little bit. He has a TEDx talk that was what sparked off, you know, this why stuff. It was 11 years ago, his TEDx talk, and on having a big why. And he told another story there that your question brings up for me, Dottie. So let me share it here. He's, you know, how we speak to the world about it has that why completely I don't want to say enmeshed in it. What's the word? Like the why at the center of it. That's why people want to leap in there. Their hearts go on fire because of the why. But we all get stuck in the how, we all get stuck in the what, we get stuck like Luke does at the beginning until he has that spark of a why and knows what it is and then is drawn forward. And other people get caught up because of that, right? So the story that he told was about translating it over there into words. And I don't remember his exact words about it. You can go look up the TED Talk if you choose. But he says, take Apple, for example. You know, he uses Apple because people get it. So, you know, Apple as a company could say, well, you know, we build computers that are innovative and they bring in creativity too. So they're nicely designed. Would you like to buy one? Nobody wants to buy that. That's all the what of the thing that they sell. And that's, you know, that's just, there's no energy and drive there. Instead, when they start with a why, so this is more about the words of it. This story came up in me in response to your question. I'm just trusting it. Didn't have it somewhere scripted here. The story he told was, you know, what Apple says is more like, we like to think different. We think different about everything. It's all about the creativity. It's all about thinking outside the box. It's all about having something beautiful and artistic and different than what's out there. And by the way, we happen to make computers. Would you like to buy one? Isn't that true? And when do we want to buy? And so there's that think different is at the heart of, you know, the why for Apple, for instance, right? And then it appears in their marketing, it appears in their sales. But first we got to know what it is. So I'm not so concerned about the exact articulation of it here. Again, we do more about the words over in practical applications. But if we don't know what it is yet, if we can't tap into it for ourselves, how are we going to then articulate it for the world? So I don't care so much about how it shows up for the world right here, right now, in our having a big why virtual retreat. I want us to know it for ourselves first. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Otherwise, we're thinking 10 steps ahead and we're trying to make fancy words for the world. And it's like a surface level of what's actually driving our lives and our companies and the things that, you know, and why we do what we do. Good? Helpful?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, and thank you. The great, great clarifying question. All right, anything else bubbling up that you'd like to share about that came up for you, either in these couple minutes of jotting down or something that arose for you in whatever investigation you did, whether it was Shavasana or you did some journaling or you went for a walk, you had a nice mindful meal, anything else bubbling up from where we were or where you were in your break before we move forward into the next piece? Yvonne. Thank you.
For the first time, I actually have a desire to really dive deeper into my why. I've always, you know, for the last several years, kind of done kind of like surface stuff around it and, you know, called it kind of good enough. But I know if I really know my why, that 10Xing my company is easy.
Thank you. Freaking awesome. Yes. Yes, exactly. When I really know my why, 10Xing my company, that's just a result. That's just an effect. That's just one of many. I get to own my life. Oh yeah. And right. I grow my company. And I love what you said here, Yvonne, because it's a difference of doing things at the surface of things. And I think when people, you know, we go Google, we all know, you know, having a, the why is more important than the how, or that the how falls from the why. We've all heard these things before. The trouble though, is if we just Google it or we do some kind of, maybe we've even done an exercise or whatever it is, we do the exercises functionally to serve a purpose. Okay, well, I'm gonna go figure out my why because I want the exact words because I'm gonna build this company because that's what somebody told me to do. And then I'm gonna serve these people because I'm in not in the driver's seat of my own life because that's what I'm supposed to do. Because like, can you hear how surfacey and tangled, if you hear that that's surfacey and tangled up, raise your hand. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how to get there from there, but that's how we often do it. Yeah, you got it. I see the, you know, big nods here. Yes, thank you. Okay. Instead, what if we start from that real place, from that, you know, guttural place, that like inside us place, instead of having a functional why, so we can do X, Y, Z for our company, or X, Y, Z if you're from the States. If we, instead of that, what if I can dive into it because it's more fun? What if I can dive into it because I can actually live my life on purpose? What if I dive into it because I can be in the driver's seat of my life? What if I dive into it because when I think about the day that I die, whether it's today or years, decades from now, and I'm going to die happy because I know that I was on purpose in my life. What if I start there? And sometimes we want to do it in that functional surface way too, because we're afraid that we're not on purpose in our lives. We're afraid that maybe it's not right. We're afraid that it's going to reveal something to us about what's wrong and so on and so forth. And so we don't want to go there. We want to stay on the surface of it for that, in that functional way. But to me, it's like, well, if something is off track, we just course correct. If I'm not living my purpose right now, well, great, find out about it and take a turn so that I'm living more of it. And it's not an off-on kind of thing. It's not, oh no, my whole life is ruined because, you know, I look to the past and I hate it, you know, and then I'm gonna look to the future and hate it because I did everything wrong and, you know, everything's off the path. So I wanna look at my why because somebody's told me to, and my stomach is hurting even saying it, you know, because somebody told me to, so I'm gonna do that because all of it's functional, all of it's head knowledge, and we can't get anywhere from there. Instead of creating a disastrous past or future, whatever it is, you know, unconscious tragedies all over the place. What if I know that my why has already been inside me? What if I know that it's there in all my stories, in different forms, when I just take a look? What if I know that it's my birthright and that I've always been on the path of discovering more and more of it? What if I had that empowering story about it? And that I know that I can use it as a kind of compass to guide me more and more. So I live my life in more and more fun. Think Marie A, Marie B, more and more on purpose, more and more clarity. And the obstacles get smaller and smaller, like Luke, when he's going to be, you know, when his bad thing is he might have chores that go a little later. Oh, you know, tiny obstacle that is just knocking him down versus, oh, I'm getting shot at by everybody and I'm going to be, you know, I mean, the trash compactor doesn't, you know, I need all that just feels small to him because he's grown so much bigger because he's really on purpose because he knows why he's here and why he's doing what he's doing. And so everything is clearer, more fun, easier. So thank you, Yvonne. Yes. Doing it in a real way for a real reason for our real lives with a spin-off effect that, oh yeah, by the way, also grows our business, you know? In huge ways. All right, really great. Anything else bubbling up that wants to be shared? Okay, fantastic. Fantastic work, everybody. All right. All right. And this is just how it can, you know, there's a theoretical idea of how this day is going to go. And then it's highly interactive and it's co-creative, right? And things come up and give us an opportunity to dive in a certain route where we can hear it better. And one of the opportunities that's come up, just because we were talking about, Jamie was going, well, I don't have a why. But, you know, and Jamie, can we go over there back to your, I don't have a why? Because I think we all can learn from Jamie's non-why to help find our own whys. Is that all right? like the steel guy who didn't know that he had a why, right? So thank you, Jamie. Thanks for that permission. So, and I pointed out before the break that, well, I think you do have a why. I think you have a big why. And, but we don't always have conscious access to it. Again, the place that that's formed is different than our linguistic center in our brains, right? And so we start to dive into the stories and see what the why is that is our birthright, that is who we are, that's always already there. And so, and we can start with different stories. They're going to be repeating themes. Like I told you the story about my grandfather, for instance, a couple of stories about my grandfather. But I probably could have told you a story about one day when I was hiking, or I probably could have, you know, like themes will come up. We learned a little bit about theme this summer, right? Themes are going to come up because they're things that matter to me. So I don't have to worry so much about, wow, did I get exactly the right story? We have a whole bunch of stories that we can draw on. Let's pick up this one and just see what we see. Make sense? And so Jamie, let's start taking a look at your one of your stories. Will you tell us, you tell a couple of stories in your talk. Your talk may have evolved since then, but there's a couple of stories you tell. It doesn't matter which one comes up, but tell us a story. Tell us like 30 seconds or less, you know, just a very short version of one of the stories that you tell.
Well, if you don't mind, it's interesting that you bring up the story you told, because Marie and I had some conversation about it, and she pointed out that I have a similar story and it caused me to get emotional, and it's regret around something left unexpressed. And interestingly enough, I went to journal on that after Marie and I spoke, and COVID caused a couple of deaths to some people my husband and I worked with for many years, and they were young. And once again, there was regret because they retired, and I knew they were retiring, and I didn't have a chance. I didn't take the chance to tell them the impact they had on me. So the journaling, one of the things I started to realize, the closest person to me that I never expressed the words to, though I know I didn't have to, was my grandma, who it was my everything. And what I recognize is, in my life, the role model she was to me, she was the one person where I truly know. I mean, I know there are others, but let's just say growing up, I knew I was enough with her. I knew I was appreciated. I heard those things. I felt those things. So there's a lot of story there. Dumped. So to me, I don't know what that is, but it was important enough to come out the last couple months.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. So, and I'm so glad you were talking to Marie about this, because sometimes like we've heard our stories and we've heard them multiple times, so we can't hear them ourselves, right? So I strongly encourage you after our day today to get on connection calls with each other and use the Facebook page. And use and dive in with different people too in the community, and perhaps others that you're close to, but anybody who's been here, we have that, you have that same vocabulary, all right? And see, you know, what threads they pull out, what is it that they hear? Because sometimes we're too close to our own stories, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But any place where there's that emotion, you know, where something really touches us. Like I told you, I've not told that story to anybody about my grandfather, right? But it came up, I trusted it. It's like, oh, you know? And then what does it mean? What's the thing that matters there? So this was a theme, right? What's the idea? And the place, and there's many things that's, you know, there's such richness in all of the different pieces of your story here, Jamie. But the one that catches my attention the most, with the two people that you worked with, and you know, who you've lost recently, right, with COVID. And the place where, and again, the emotions point us there, like I was saying earlier, right? There's something there for us. And what you said was, I didn't get the chance to tell them, right? I didn't get the chance to tell them the impact they had on my life. And the emotion there is like, is regret. So, but it's any kind of strong emotion. Do you think there might be something there that matters to you?
Mm-hmm.
Really, right? I mean, somebody else might go, hey, let me go to my mom. That's what's coming up. My mom is a very loving person. My mom is, you know, an amazing soul. But she, given that happening, and you were both like so heart-centered, right? But it comes up in very particular ways in different people. I'm trying to imagine I'm thinking of somebody quite differently formed than you, but still with such a loving heart and, you know, still so, you know, connections are important and so on, right?
Yeah.
If it were my mom, I think what she would say, because she's worked a lot with death and dying, she's lost a lot of people in her life, she's lost her closest friend, she's, you know, different thing, you know, she lost her parents a long time ago, et cetera, right? And I think she would say something much more matter of fact in that circumstance. It's not a strength or a weakness. It's like telling you what matters to you, something about your why. For her, it would be emotion in a different place. For her, given that situation, she would go, well, you know, what matters is how we live our lives, you know, throughout, you know, when we saw them last year. And my mom's kind of like, also birthdays don't matter or whatever it is. And, you know, and then we already know that we're connected. So we don't have to say it out loud, different generation too, right? It's not in our words. My mom like chokes on the word, I love you, you know, or taught her how to say, I love you, you know? So I'm giving you an example of somebody formed quite differently, because from the very same, if she'd been in the very same situation, it wouldn't bring up the same emotion. Other things would. So it tells us we're onto something.
Well, that's how I think it's connected, is I think I told you this in our strategy session. I am not an outwardly expressive person. Between my mom and my dad, you didn't hear it much. My dad showed love by grabbing your hair. My mom, you know, from time to time, I knew I was on to something when I excelled and I achieved. I felt the most love, but they were young parents. So I think it bothers me that I'm not outwardly expressive because I don't get that, or like, because my, you know, my family wasn't. The only way I can express it is why I have the business I do, because I could write you that one hell of a card.
Somebody who says she doesn't have a why. Can you hear it? It's so deep and so rooted. Yes, thank you, see you, Dottie. That we can't, and it's so right here that we can't see it. But it's deep and it's profound. And it's like what Yvonne was talking about, gets you out of bed in the morning, right? Like, man, maybe the, you know, kids are going crazy and the dishwasher is broken and the, you know, phone bill came in and forgot to be paid and the phones are whatever. I don't know, like that kind of day. But what gets you up out of bed in the morning, it's like, what if there's that one person? You're going to get that expressed in a way that wouldn't have been before. It's too late because it matters. Can you hear all that resonance of why? I'm not trying to get the perfect words here. I'm trying to tap into an energy that is so Jamie of why. And again, you're the one who's going to find it, and you can find it reflected as you have conversations with others. And again, a lot of these, it's almost hard not to go over to how they'd be spoken from stage or how we'd say it when we meet somebody or whatever, because it's almost like it just directly goes over there. But I'm trying to stay over here with, let's find our why. Let's, what is it that gets me out of bed in the morning? But I'll just gesture over there for a minute to how easily it goes over there to the words, and then we'll come back here. But can't you see Jamie seeing that, speaking this so directly right from stage, or even right when she meets somebody, and the powerful effect of it? And remember what I said about, and this is Simon Sinek saying, his take on Apple. Oh, and by the way, we make computers, you want to buy one, you know, version one versus version two. And we don't care in the first one, they just make computers, who cares? And version two, we care because there's something of their why behind it, leading with the why. And the same with Jamie. It goes directly out there into the words, because Jamie could say, well, and I'm gonna, Jamie, is it okay if I do a not fair, straw, you know, version of you that would be much worse than anything you've ever done out there, but just so we can see it by contrast. Can I do that? Do I have your permission? Thank you. Okay. Jamie could say, let me see. It's hard to even access it. I'll do my best. All right. So when you have clients, it's really important to have a relationship-based business. I'm trying to be back in my head here. And so the number of cards that you send out to people, there really is directly proportional to the number of client, and Dottie's trying not to yawn, to the client base that you have, Marie, too. You know, maybe because, you know, your client base will grow in proportion to the number. And also you need thoughtful words on these cards. And we do all that want to buy some. That's how most people market and sell. That just happens to be in Jamie's field. Nobody cares.
And that's how I feel like I've been selling, and I don't even care.
And this, again, I'm trying not to go over there to the words, but in going over to there to the words, I think we feel the feeling of the why more deeply. And then we can say more about the words of practical applications. All right. But that was version one. That was like, hey, we make computers. Do you want to buy one? You know? And version two with Jamie, again, I'm not looking for, these words are not going to be perfect. I'm not looking for the perfect words. I'm trying to find the feeling. And it's something like this. Is okay? Do I have your permission, Jamie? I might not get the facts right. And it's not, this is a draft version. We just love on the draft version still, but it's something that expresses something quite different than version one. You know, I come from a family that was never very expressive. We didn't talk much about loving each other. In fact, my dad just, you know, grabbed my hair. That meant, I guess, I love you or something like that. Just had to do really well, and then you get noticed. So, you know, I did really well, and all that's fine. But something happened in me growing up in this family that made me long for something deeper, deeper connection, deeper letting people know how much they matter. Oh, I know my parents loved me, but it's just, there was something about its non-expression that just hit me in my guts. It's not just them. In fact, just a couple months, I don't know what the time frame is, but just a couple months ago, lost a couple of dear people in my life. And my heart fell out from under me because I realized I never told them how much they meant to me. I never told them why they mattered. I never said to them, and it's so just like my parents, it's just so uncanny. I couldn't even sleep. I don't know what the details are. I couldn't even sleep. And then I realized, you know, that's why I do what I do. I just want to help people say it. Let people know how much they care. Let people know how much they mean before it's too late. So I have some cards that people send out. Want to buy? That's how I happen to do it. Do you want to buy some? Like, I know that's not all you do. I know it's a simplification, kind of like Apple over there. Can you hear the difference between version one and version two? Like Apple one and Apple two, Jamie one and Jamie two. If you could hear it, raise your hand. Thank you. I'm not even trying to go over there to the words. I didn't know I was going to do that today. It's just like there we can start to hear it. And again, lots of work with crafting the words over there in practical applications. But I wanted to express it in that way because Jamie is just, and Jamie's the one who's going to know, like she's going to need mirrors because she might not be able to see it herself to echo it back to her. And then Jamie is the one who's going to go, oh yeah, it's that, but there's a little piece of it, and just to mold it and play with it. And also not to, it doesn't have to be like in Simon Sinek's words, it's like, let's find the one sentence, you know, it's one of the pieces that he does, you know? I'm not so concerned about that. I want us to be able to tap into all the deep levels and deeper layers of that why. So that like Yvonne's like, wow, I can't wait to get out of bed in the morning. And I can start to express it to myself. And then I become not Luke one, but Luke two. Luke one, you know, rolls over because his uncle looks at him the wrong way, you know, and gets totally stuck there. Luke two doesn't care that all the stormtroopers are shooting at him. And he goes to get the goal and he lives on purpose and he's happy. And by the end of his life, he's so much more fulfilled. Jamie, how's that feeling? Are you hearing the difference?
Yeah, big time.
Yeah. Is it resonating? Did I get somewhere close to where it is?
I think so. I mean, this is the thing. I have very, very vivid memories of things I should have acknowledged, and time went on and I didn't. And there's regret at very different points in life. So, I think it's there.
Exactly. That's why you feel your word motivated, you know, to get out of bed in the morning for the company. But when I offered you this job over here, putting widgets on a car, you weren't interested, right? You might not like the guy who made steel. You might not have been able to articulate it before, but the more you can articulate it, and can you hear that this is how movements are started? This is how people are drawn in, because it's like, hey, and again, I know I'm making it smaller than it is, but I'm trying to show the difference here. You know, hey, we do, and you do more, but you know, hey, we do cards. Want to come join us? You know, I think I got to go wash my hair, you know? Hey, you know, there are this concrete time, a concrete example and story, and we dove into story before. I don't want to talk about the mechanics of story right here. That's stories that sell now, for instance, right? But telling this concrete story like you just did about the friends, you know, or could be another story. I've had this time where I had this regret and I didn't say it. And I don't want anybody to feel that way. So that's why we do what we do. Want to come join us? A vendor, a team member, a potential client. And then the people who come with you are the ones who are drawn in by that why. Because like it's like you resonate at that same level, that thing matters to them too. And if you think of, so we were speaking about Sandra Yancey before the break. So her vision is, you know, and this is her one, this is a huge why for her. She couldn't have articulated it even a few years ago. Sometimes we can't articulate it yet, but it is so Sandra Yancey, 1 million women earning at least $1 million a year annually in annual revenue. That's her why. And if you think about it, if you know anything about e-women, as she articulates that, you know, I mean, does that, let me think here. Her why comes under, her why is easy to state following that. Why? Because women need to make more, you know, women need to make more money, putting more money in the hands of women. Like all of her why falls out of that, put it that way, is a statement that has a big why behind it. Easy to find with Sandra. And it's that statement that catalyzes the world. Because again, behind that, you know, you talk to Sandra for 1 second and all for why will fall out of that. Am I not right? You'll know why if you've spent any time around her, know why that matters to her so passionately. And then who she's going to gather around her, she's not going to gather around, like if anybody goes, money's the root of all evil, anybody who makes money, they are evil. Those people are going to float away. They're not going to be in that circle. And she's like, good people who make good money do good things. And those people are going to like gravitate toward her. So, and again, I was thinking about that. 1 million women making one. It's not a statement itself of why, but behind it is clearly she's always articulating that why. And it's highly, highly attractive. And it's because it comes from a deep, deep place inside that is uniquely ours. 1 million women making $1 million a year annually because, you know, good people who make good money make good things because, and I think behind that, you know, Sandra didn't always have all those things and she passionately cares about uplifting women because women move the world. There's all those whys. And those are beautiful and those are Sandra and that's very different from you and what gets you out of bed in the morning, Jamie. And when we tap into those things, again, that's super attractive, but it's not even because of that first, because then I get out of bed in the morning. And I'm clearly focused and I make decisions from that place as well. All right, jot down the one aha, the biggest aha that you've had. I just wanna empty out the room just for 1 minute. Take a minute to jot down your one or two or three ahas. Okay. Let's hear one or two or three words from each of you so that we can hear a little bit about what's landing around the room before we go to the next place. All right. Jamie, you happen to be up in my upper left-hand corner. You're first.
It's all very interesting because yesterday where I landed on my purpose for business, why do we turn on the lights every day? It's to make people happy and help people express thoughtfulness. And that why is in direct support of that.
Mm-hmm. They're related, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, actually, I'm going to break my own rule here.
Sorry.
As we're diving in with Jamie. No worries. Can you also hear, like, and that is brilliant and beautiful work. And I love that they dovetail, just like Yvonne said, oh my goodness, I came up with the same number. You know, there's something resonant and true because that's happening, right?
Right.
And then the thing that I want to add, and the story piece of it here is, can I do a Jamie one, Jamie two? Jamie, do I have your permission?
Yes.
Thank you. Jamie one, where she says, I want to make people happy and you know, and make sure that there's the, how did you express that thoughtfulness?
To help people express their thoughtfulness.
Right. So Jamie one and Jamie two, and they're both right and they're both true, but Jamie one is the happy and helping people express thoughtfulness. Let's say she's on stage and Jamie says those words. And then there's Jamie two, who tells a story like she did here about her two friends, the people that she worked with, who died and she didn't express that. And you get a chance to do business or follow Jamie 1 or Jamie 2. Which one are you going to walk over to? Which one are you going to connect with? Which one are you going to do business with? Wendy's holding it up, right? It's like across the room. Can you hear it and see it, Jamie? Because it's diving into the story. It's diving into where the emotion is. It's diving into what's behind wanting people to be happy because they express their thoughtfulness, right? That is an up here, more like an up here version of it. Nothing wrong with it. But as we're building on that with the story version of it, we're getting to that much more, you know, gut level of it. That is what moves people. And what I would argue what moves you. Does that make sense? It's not wrong and right. It's just like, can we get to that level of that thing that deeply moves me and share that and know that? And that's why, because it's interesting because you got there yesterday, but you said you didn't have a big why too. It's like, because it still was up here. Make sense? Dropping it down into the story, into that thing that moves us, and then finding the themes of it. And then, you know, sometimes I do an exercise where, you know, well, why do you want that? Why do you want that? Why do you want that? Just keep asking, why do you want that? We could have started there with, well, I want people to be happy because I want to help people express their thoughtfulness. Well, why do you want that? And that's a good exercise to do. Just keep asking, well, why do you want that? And then why do you want that? Why do you want that? And as we dug deeper into that, eventually what would probably pop out is Jamie's story. Does that make sense? We got there directly with a story. But if you're thinking like, that doesn't feel like it has that same oomph that I heard with Jamie, or when I, you know, that, yeah, that's a really good example. Then just keep asking like, what, why do I want that? Why do I want that? Just keep asking. And you can also go over to another story that moves you and get on a connection call with somebody. It's like, what's the thread that connects these? And then all that work that we did with theme to start to see, what are my preoccupations? What are the things that move me? That's powerful. Okay, Jamie, that was one or two or three words. Yvonne, one or two or three words.
Dive into story.
Dive into story. Yeah, can you see it? It's like there's so many applications on so many levels of our business, of our lives. It's how we live our lives. You're hearing a deeper version of we live our lives as story in at multiple levels. Yes. Mary Kay.
Can be idealistic.
Can be idealistic. Interesting.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of interesting too.
Things making me think. Making me think. I love it. Thank you, Mary Kay. Dottie, you're up next. And you're muted.
I wasn't raising my hand. I want to wait and ask a question.
We're going to have questions toward the end. So okay. One or two or three words, Dottie. Whatever comes to mind, trust it. It's fine.
Exceptional.
Exceptional. I love it. Thank you. Marie?
Listen to silence.
Yeah, it comes from a deep place. Yeah, thank you. Wendy. And Wendy, you're muted.
I tried the space bar, but it didn't work. Contrast delivers why.
Yeah. It's another reason I don't have to run from those places that hurt, or that I think I've done something wrong, or that all of that provides gold. They are all part of our story, and all of that can propel us forward when we know what to do with it, right? Okay, Jot down your biggest aha one more time. The next aha, just creating a space because there's a lot that we're doing here today. All right, and then finishing off that sentence, taking it to a place where you can come back to it at a later time. So I'm aiming for a break probably right around or shortly after the hour. Just so you know, there's a break. There'll be a break coming up, so hang in there. Your energy still looks good to me. How are you doing? Everyone still here? You look like you are. Good, good, good. Okay, and I was thinking about there were two different directions that we could go in from here. I think that I'm gonna go. One of the directions would be for you to go and do what Jamie just did with the story. But I think that that's something you can pair up with each other, do on connection calls. It is worthy of more than a 2-minute exercise. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah, and that you can do that. It requires your energy. All you got to do is pick up the phone, right? But I strongly encourage you to do that. And we've modeled it here with Jamie. And what I'd like to do, and so, you know, I guess with your permission, or, hey, I'm going to do it anyway, so I'm not asking permission. I thought of going in that direction. I think what we want to do instead, we did this, you know, how do I dive into my story and find that deeper level why for my company, so that I know why I get out of bed in the morning, and so that I can even articulate it from stage. And I only went over to there to stage so that I could understand it better for myself at this point. Right? But we can see it translates pretty easily to building a movement and having people hear us and so on. But I'm more interested, as I say, in getting out of bed. What I want to do, so that was for Jamie's company. What I'd love to do is, you know, because the why is also an ultimate decision maker too. We'll do more about decisions after the break and how our why helps us with decisions. Choices in the moment, big choices for our companies. It takes so much less, you know, effort. It's so much easier. But our why will help us make decisions. Remember the steel guy? If he understands what his why is, he's not. If he lost his company, he's not going to go work for company X that just is steel, even though he thinks his expertise is about steel. He'd be much better off going to work for a company making widgets that help us not make so much garbage or something. You know what I'm saying? Like something, a totally other area. It's not about the thing. It's about his why that's going to propel him in whatever he does. So can you see that when he understands his why, that steel guy is going to make different daily decisions? Different decisions about his life, different decisions about his career, and ones that are smarter decisions. If that makes sense, raise your hand. Could you see that? It impacts deeply our decision-making. It makes things much easier, makes things much more aligned. Okay, good. So I wanna do an example of that. We did that with Jamie and her company. Jamie clearly wants to do what she's doing and doesn't wanna work on the assembly line making widgets for a car. I know, clearly not. And now, like I say, she has a way to start talking about her company in ways that are, you know, again, we weren't even trying to do that, but ways that are much more attractive. And that on her hard days, she can be more like Luke number two. Because it's like, right, I remember how I felt when those people we worked with, it's very real, right? They died and I didn't say that. And maybe she's got a late night one night and she's just finishing up the copy for something. And it's like, man, she'd rather go to bed. Sometimes it's hard, right? And she remembers that moment and she's going to do that, what it takes. She's going to cross that line like Luke doing whatever it takes. He doesn't care. He's being shot at by stormtroopers. I'm not saying our lives are always going to be being shot at by stormtroopers, but we've got energy. Make sense? So we've got different level energy. We make different decisions. We know why we're doing what we're doing in our company. And if it's not strong enough, we're going to shift course too. like the guy if he'd got the job at the steel company and instead it should be something else, different decisions, right? All, is all that making sense? Are you hearing some of those spin-off effects of the why? You're hearing it, good, okay. So we did it with Jamie at the level of company. What I'd love to do is have an example on the table for us, because that's the macro level of the company. What is it to have a why for an initiative in my company? Because I have choices about what I'm gonna do in my company. I could do a podcast, or I could do a Facebook challenge, or I could take that and invest that money in hiring somebody new, or I could, aren't there always a million things we could do as entrepreneurs? So does it make sense that we want to tap into that same why thinking about the things that we do? And like Wendy was talking about, it's like, oh, it's not Jesus's why, it's mine. It's mine. The very same thing, not only about the umbrella part of our company, but about the decisions. Am I going to do this or that in my company? What's my why? If I stay at the how I'm going to do it, if I stay at the what it is, if I listen to other people, if I'm not in the driver's seat, I'm going to end up regretting it. It's going to be harder. It makes sense. So this is what I'd like to do, is have an example of that on the table. If somebody wants to step forward with an initiative in your company or one aspect of it, hey, I decided I'm going to go do a podcast, or hey, I'm going to hire somebody, or I'm trying to decide whether I'm going to hire a new executive assistant, or I'm going to hire a new virtual assistant, or I'm going to hire a Facebook ads guy or something like that, but I don't know what to do. Or I think that I want to do this, but I'm not sure. If somebody has something like that, I would love to play with that example for a couple minutes here. So we see how this works, not just at the macro level of our company, but in the decisions, like what it is that I'm going to do. So what are my initiatives going to be in 2020, 2021, for instance? Yeah, Dottie, go ahead.
So I was asked to do a podcast, and I'm going to do it. And I see that speaking, my why would be very valuable to do. So I'm motivated to do it. There's lots of pieces that I don't really know how to do, especially with technology, that hold me off. But someone asked me in December, for like December 12th, and I have to get ready. And I said, yes. I don't have any idea how to do it, but I said, yes.
Thank you, Dottie. This is a perfect and beautiful example. Thank you for stepping forward for this. This helps us all. So, and Dottie, is it that, so for December 12th, is it that you're going to start your own podcast? Is that what you're talking about? You're going to be on somebody else's podcast. So you're going to be somebody else is interviewing you.
Yes.
Okay. I love that. Okay. Thank you. So, and where Dottie is at with the why for this, in the way that, and Dottie, are you okay if I play with this?
Yes.
Thank you. So where Dottie is at with the why of this, can you hear that there's some energy moving in different directions? Can you hear it? Can you hear that yourself, Dottie?
No.
Yeah, right, exactly, because we can't always hear it ourselves. But can some of you hear that there's energy moving in more than one direction? Kind of like Marie, I think I'm going to grow my company. I think I'm going to stop. I mean, you know, energy and can you hear it? I'm just looking around the room. Can you hear the different directions, Dottie? Yeah, often we can't, but other people can. And then we get mixed results, right? So there's some really powerful stuff in what, you know, the threads of the roots of some powerful things in what Dottie said. And then there's some things pulling in on the opposite direction as well. And so what we want, like, when Dottie talks about it, she doesn't sound like yet, but we cultivate this. We can create this. Does she sound like me when my daughter had pneumonia? Or does she sound like a mother lifting a car up off her child? Does it have that kind of energy and oomph behind it yet? Does she sound like Jamie when she talked about those people? I didn't tell them. Is Dottie sounding like that or not there yet? Just being honest with where it's at. Yeah, so there's a lot of this in the room, not there yet. And that's okay, that's fine. Thank you, Dottie. This is the perfect example. Because sometimes we tap into the why to make a decision. Dottie, that's not it for Dottie, right? Sometimes we tap into the why to align with the thing we know we're gonna do. let's going back to Marie again. Marie, permission again to go back briefly. Thank you. So Marie could decide she's just like throwing, she's just stopping, right? I don't think that's what's going to happen, right? But she could have. She might land on, hey, no, I'm going to grow my company and I'm going to 10x it or whatever it is, okay? I'm going to double it. I'm going to grow by 30%. Or I'm going to add 20 clients or I don't know what, whatever the thing is, okay? So Marie could use deepening her why and understanding what it is, like we saw with Jamie and her company, to catalyze herself, to dive into it, to have more forward momentum to actually doing that. So she's not pulled in the direction of stopping. Can you hear how that would be a good thing? So to align with that vision and go for it. So just like the Marie wants to do that for her decision, you know, because for Marie, it might be a decision point, for instance, the way she described it earlier. For Dottie, it might be, hey, I'm already doing this. And sometimes we're doing stuff and we don't know why we're doing it. Dottie kind of sort of knows some of it, but doesn't know all of it yet. I might know that I'm going to babysit my neighbor's kids, for instance, to give an everyday example. I'm making that up. I don't have neighbors with kids who are asking me to babysit, but let's say I did, okay? And I might go, well, they need me, so I'll go babysit. How much energy does that have? Oh my goodness, a real example is coming up and I don't want to say it. Shoot. So am I going to say it? You know I will, right?
You.
All right. Oh, okay, here I go. And do I have permission because it's not just my story? Yes, I'm going to tell you this story. So when Dana was little, it was not always easy, right? And Rob and I were doing our best, but it was not always easy. Our neighbors knew us well, and they were heart-centered, amazing people. And they knew that sometimes I was having a really hard time. I didn't actually know this until years later. Rob and I had split up for years. And I was in their living room talking to them. Years later, they met my beautiful man. And they talked about why they babysat for us so many times. Are you hearing it? I so didn't want to tell you this, but I'm going to tell you. They knew how much I was struggling then. They knew how much we were having a hard time. In fact, Gloria, our neighbor, had been in a similar challenging situation. I didn't know at the time why it didn't matter what came up. They always seemed to have time to babysit when I needed them to. They were never going to not babysit. Can you hear it? My fictional example of, yeah, maybe I'll babysit those kids next door or whatever, right? Brought up for me a real and rooted story. And that I found out years later, of course they did. They had a profound why for it. And I'm quite sure they rearranged all kinds of things that I didn't know about in the strenuousness of those times. Because Gloria and both of them, Paul and Gloria, had been there before. They were neighbors. They knew what was going on. They knew what hard time I was having sometimes. And they were going to be there no matter what. We can have a big why about babysitting. Hear it? So, and same thing with that example, is Dottie's, you know, why she's going to go do this podcast there yet? Now, can you hear it's pulling in different directions? It doesn't have that same about the babysitting, for instance, right? It was more like my version, my fictional version of babysitting versus the real one. So Dottie, why do you want to do this podcast? We're going to start with the why. We could start with the story and, you know, where we did over there with Jamie. I'm going to start with another technique about finding that why. So Dottie, just tell us, and there's no right or wrong. There's no wrong answers. Just, well, why do you want to go do that podcast?
Because for the women who want it, I want to give them all the great training that I was gifted.
Okay, so thank you. I love this answer, Dottie. And Dottie, do you think that answer that you've given me, and it makes sense, doesn't it? This answer makes total sense. And it's kind of like the way Jamie's purpose, and again, it's beautiful, but the way Jamie's purpose made total sense, the one she gave us from yesterday, right? Dottie, I want to say, do you think that answer, is it coming from your head or your heart?
Definitely from my head. I like starting with the story.
Yes, thank you for that awareness. That's why it doesn't have so much oomph yet, but it doesn't matter where we start. That's a perfect place to start. So but noticing that that's not that deep level why yet, and tap into all the work that we did around Luke's why this summer, and around why Luke does what he does, right? And that deeper level desire. So Dottie, why do you want them to have the great training that you've had? Why? And now don't worry about what's on your page. I just want you to be here with us. Don't worry about what's on the page. Just tell me.
Because I know what it's like not to succeed. And I have some material that helped me so many years ago that I know will help you too. I was a very poor student, not ever good at anything. And from that training, I became a superstar.
Okay. And I love all this. And this is getting closer. It's getting closer. Dottie, head or heart?
I guess head.
It's still head, isn't it? But yeah. Can you hear it inching more toward heart, inching more toward, it's hinting at that deeper why. And where especially did it start to point to the deeper why? It's not, a lot of you know, you're nodding your heads. Do you know why? You guys know why. Dottie, do you know why? Do you know where the bigger why is?
I think in the beginning that I told my story.
Aha. It's right back around to the story. When you said, I know what it's like not to succeed. Right? There's the general story. So let's go with the, I was like, why do we want that? Why do we want that? Why do we want that is one way in. And sometimes we go right in with the story. I'm giving you different techniques. You can play with it, but you see what we're aiming at. Well, you see where it's going, right? Dottie, if you will, tell us not about in general, like every year this happened. Would you tell us about one time when you didn't succeed? Tell us about a time when you feel like you failed.
I didn't know. I had such a sweet heart and wanted to help people, give them information that had helped me, but they didn't want it.
Okay, so.
Good start.
Tell me about one time that this happened. So this happened in general. Tell me about one time with one real person, something that happened where you just went, oh.
Well, just yesterday, I offered to teach a lady for free. And I took it personally that she said no. And it bummed me out. It's probably why I woke up this morning thinking I'll quit.
Okay. So you know what it's like not to succeed. Is this something that's only happened recently, Dottie? Like, oh, there's been a lifetime of success, but, and then just in, recent times, it feels like I'm failing. Or is it that, can you remember a time where you felt like maybe it was even long ago, maybe even as a kid, where you felt like you failed, you didn't do what you're supposed to do, you didn't, there was a thing you really wanted and it didn't happen.
This comes to my mind, I don't know if it's, as a kid, I was the oldest grandchild by like 10 years. And whenever there were family parties, I always wanted to sit at the big people's table. And I always had to sit at the little kids' table.
Mm.
And year after year, I kept asking, but nobody paid attention to me. I wasn't important.
Mm. Now we're getting somewhere, right? Yeah. Just give me a second. Let me think here for a sec. So when that happened, can you think of one particular time when that happened, Dottie, where you asked to be at the table and they said no? Can you remember?
I can't pull up a specific time, but I just know it happened over and over.
Yeah, okay. And then when they said that you can't sit at that table, how'd you feel?
I felt like it's not fair. I'm too old to sit with these little kids. It's embarrassing that I'm not good enough to be at the table, the big people's table, is how I took it. I'm not good enough.
Okay. Can you hear that we're starting to tap into some themes and starting to get to that place where there's that emotion, something that matters to Dottie, right? And it's somewhere around, it's embarrassing. It's not good enough. It's not fair that not good enough, or that it's embarrassing, or that I've somehow not been seen. I've been overlooked. Isn't it there somewhere?
Yes.
Yeah. So then Dottie, for this podcast, when you think of these women that you're going to speak to, why do you care about speaking to them? Why does it matter to speak to them? Tell us now.
Because I've had times in my life that I've been very unsuccessful, not made any money, embarrassed, ashamed. And there are other times in my life I've been very successful and made multiple six figures.
So we're getting there. And I'm still hearing, it's still a little generalized. Can you hear it? Jamie gave us this one specific story about, she started talking about the people that she worked with. So let's go in. Some of the home play for you, Dottie, is to think about, well, what's one specific time that you felt that? What happened and why did it matter so much? So that's something that I would do, to look for a specific time. Could you hear it with Jamie that as we went to a very specific time, we could hear it at a deeper resonant level? Could you hear that? Could you hear the difference? Yeah, you could. Okay, so what's one specific time? And then let's go in with Dottie in a different way. So that's Dottie, that's what I would do, is like think of a specific time. And then let's go in with, again, because there's different techniques we can use to get to that deeper level why, that deeper level why. For you, Dottie, let me think. There's different layers of why too. There's part of the, you know, confusion here, or not confusion, but where we want to get to that deeper level is that there's different whys that we could be investigating. So we can tease out the different levels. There could be the why for Dottie for herself to speak, which is different than her why to uplift those women. Can you hear that? Those are two very different things. So instead of thinking about why Dottie wants to go and speak to those women, and some of that might end up going into her talk perhaps, let's take a different tack here and say, Dottie, you know, and this again might not appear on stage at all. There's a good chance it won't. And I wouldn't try to make it fit on stage. It's not a stage thing. And just so you know, I haven't forgotten the break. We're going to wrap up with this, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll come back to one more segment and then some questions, okay? So just so you know, so you can stay with us in these last few minutes of this section. So Dottie, let's go in for, so if you heard that there's those different whys, there's the why for the women, there's the why for Dottie personally, and that we can have whys, like if we can have whys for babysitting, we can have whys for anything. And that is important so that we do those things that, like, so that we're totally engaged. If that makes sense, you raise your hand. Did I land that point? You got that. Yeah, good. Okay. So let's go in with the, not for the purpose of what she's going to say, but for Dottie herself to gain the courage and to gain the momentum behind her. And then also so that she will see the resources like Carly was telling us about, right? So all of those things happen when we have our why behind us. So Dottie, thinking about you personally speaking on that podcast, why does that uplift you? Why are you excited about that? Why does that feel like a great thing to do? For you.
So you don't want me to get in my heart?
No, go ahead. You go right to it.
I first was going to say because it will help the women again. In my heart, I just feel driven to, let me say this. 2 years ago, I had my fourth mini stroke. And at that time, I thought, wow, I'm almost 75. I'm not going to live that much longer. What do I want to do? And I came to that I really want to contribute to give the gifts that I was given back to other women before I die so that they can have an easier life like I had.
Bam.
For many years.
Did you just hear something that's happening at a whole different level here? This. And sometimes we play with it before we find that why. We don't know what it is yet until we dive in and investigate. Dottie, this is huge. And can you hear that she went to a more specific story too? Yeah, not one, not two, four. Four mini strokes. So Dottie, is it okay if I speak as though I'm you? Just as, so we can really just underlining what you have already said. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Might not get the details right, but here's the energy of it. Not one, not two, not three, but four mini strokes. Start to realize I'm not on this planet forever. In fact, I don't even know how much time I have left. It was scary. And I so want my life to be meaningful. I so want to contribute to others. That's why I say I want to help those women. I'm driven, not really. Yes, because of them, but because of me. When I help them, I know I've done something that's mattered on this planet. Even if there's just one person who actually hears me so that I've made a contribution. I had these strokes. I don't know how long I'm going to be here. When would now be a good time to make a difference in somebody's life? Right? Are you starting to hear a different level why now? Thank you, Dottie. Beautiful. Dottie, one who came to us with a mixed bag of some why and some pulling in a different direction, and then how much energy is there going to be to go do that thing? Like Luke on the farm. Not only Luke on the farm, but a little bit of mixed stuff. Dottie number two, who she said it, then I just said more on the energy of what she was saying so we could dwell there for a little bit and hear it. That Dottie, do you think she's going to get up in the morning when she remains in that area, right in that why? When Dottie is remembering that, when that's where Dottie is dwelling, do you think she's going to get up in the morning and blow it off? For instance, right? Oh, I didn't quite sleep well last night. I think I'll skip this podcast. It doesn't really matter. Like when she remembers that, how big a chance is there that that's when she's living there? We all can forget, but when she's living there, what chance would you put it down to that she's going to like not have, she's going to have a bad night's sleep and go, oh, I'm sorry, I can't do it. How likely is that? Like I'd say pretty well zero, right? When she's remembering that, if she forgets this and falls out of her why, we can all do anything. It's like, then we become like Luke on the farm. We get such power for the things that we do when we align with our why. And here it took a little bit of playing to find it. There is a why inside of us for everything that we do. And if we don't see it, go do something else, right? Either find it, know it, or do something else. Make sense?
So did you say, Michelle, that that would get me out of bed?
Well, what do you think, Dottie? Do you think in remembering that you want to contribute in that way, do you think you're going to blow it off?
No.
And of course, right, exactly.
So I heard you correctly when you said the chances are zero?
When you remember that, if you wake up tomorrow and forget that you've got some kind of why about it, it could happen to any of us. You know, like if my neighbors woke up and forgot who I was and what was going on next door, they might say, oh, I'm sorry, we're going to a concert tonight. We're not going to babysit. With them, with the hearts inside them and seeing the challenge that I had, it was about me particularly. Are they going to blow it off? No freaking way. They had a big why. So it's not that it can't happen, but when we are existing in that why, we're going to do whatever it takes, like Luke. Right? Like the energy for Jamie and her whole company when we hear it in that way. All right, we're going to close off this section with one or two or three words. And Dottie, if that's a question, we're going to come back to one more teaching and then questions afterwards. So if you have questions, it's a good time over the break to jot them down. All right. But I want to close off this section. We did another really profound piece about the why, because I really wanted you to see it's for companies, yes. And then it's for this aspect of our company. It's for going babysitting. It's like every level of our lives, we can tap into this power and we become absolutely unstoppable. One or two or three words to close off this segment. We'll take a short break and then come back to our last segment for the day. Yvonne, you're up in my upper left-hand corner right now. One or two or three words.
Digging deep.
Yeah, thank you.
What did you say?
You said digging deep.
Yes.
Oh, digging deep, absolutely. We watched it happen. It's a process, right? Really good. Dottie.
Beneficial.
Yes, good. I'm so glad. Thank you. Marie. Don't forget you're muted, Marie.
How appropriate. Into the pain.
Yes. Yeah. Out of that comes amazing stuff for our lives, right? Wendy.
Power of why.
Thank you for hearing it. This is so profound. Of course, for our companies, there's a spin-off effect for our lives. Jamie.
Multifunctional.
Yes, love it. Mary Kay.
Right in this moment, joy and laughter.
Joy and laughter, yes. I love it. For not having fun, we're not doing it right, right? Thank you for circling us around to that. All right, at my house, it is, what time is it? 3:12. We will come back at 3:20 on the dot because we finish at 4:00. One more piece I want to teach you, and then time for questions, right? So take this time, replenish your energy, figure out what your questions are. I will see you in 8 minutes, guys. Bye-bye for now. Hello, if you can hear my voice, welcome back. I know we've been doing so much today. It's a very full day. So if you can hear my voice, come on back for our last segment of our Having a Big Why virtual retreat. And I'm hoping that by this point in our day, you can hear the stop being perfect, start being passionate, having that alignment for the things that we do, being on purpose in our lives, being in the driver's seat of our own lives, our own companies, and being able to, by the end of our lives, to look back and go, what a ride that was. That was on purpose. That was what I was meant to do on this planet. That was my journey, my life, and I did what I was here to do. So again, I'm so happy to be here today with you, spending a day on this. You know, this is so worth diving into for a day. And again, when I was talking about this virtual retreat coming up a couple of weeks ago, I think I was saying, you know, set up your 2021. And I hope by now you're hearing that it does that and so much more when we really dive into what we're learning here and actually apply it. Not only does it set up our 2021, it changes our daily activities. It changes the decisions we make. It changes how present we are in the moment, how aligned we are, how we move through obstacles. It changes so much more than I mean, from that perspective, 2021 sounds like, well, yeah, of course that too. Or like Yvonne said, oh, right, 10Xing my company. That's a no-brainer when I really actually dig into the why, not as some kind of intellectual exercise because I'm supposed to do it, but really, truly for me and for my life. All right. So let me see. Next piece. All right. So what we're going to do, we have just one more training piece. There's going to be a couple of announcements that I'll be sharing with you toward the end of the call. There's one more training piece and then some time for questions and some ahas so we can draw together the threads of what we've been doing today. I want to go into that. Anything bubbling up, bursting without which we can't go forward, just emptying out the room a little bit. Anything is like, Michelle, I really want to share this. I'm not sensing that energy right now. I know it's been a very full day too. But I'm not sensing that bubbling up. I'm hearing you getting this. I'm hearing it landing. Anything bubbling up for you? You're good? Okay. Let me see. Do I want to do this one piece of training or do I want to go to... I'm going to switch the order a little bit. Instead of that last piece of training, I want to do the start of the ahas right now. I want to give you just like 4 minutes with a partner where you can really let the aha land for you. And so 2 minutes each, you're going to divide up the time. The one with the longest hair goes first. And just let it be like stream of consciousness. Just speak, just speak, just speak, just speak. And just trust what comes. And what I want you to focus on is what's the aha? How does this apply? How does this apply to me? Whichever piece you pull out from the day is like, wow, my why changes how I feel about babysitting. I don't know, right? Or it might be way back at the beginning of the day. It's like next time I have an MRI, I know I can do Shavasana. I mean, so much that we've done today, you didn't even remember that was happening way earlier in the day, right? So 4 minutes each, just so that you can consolidate so that there's, because I'm just feeling the energy in the room, so that there's room for one more training piece, right? I know we're doing a lot, emptying out a little bit and consolidating for you, just 4 minutes. So let me divide us up into rooms here.
2 minutes per person, right?
Pardon me?
2 minutes per person?
Yes, 2 minutes per person. Yeah. So creating on. All right, hang on. I'm just creating the rooms. All right. Yeah. So 2 minutes per person. The one with the longest hair goes first. The one with the shortest hair will time. So after 2 minutes, switch. If you're mid-sentence, nothing bad will happen. If you switch at 2 minutes. And then I'll come back for that one last training piece I'll give you just over 4 minutes. So you have time to get in there and start speaking. All right. Probably 4.5 minutes. All right. Go ahead. Have fun. We'll see you in 4 minutes. Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. So I'd love to hear.
The breakout room.
What?
I want more time in the breakout room.
I know you do. I know you do. So here's the thing. I suggest you get on connection calls for an hour, right at the end of today's call. Right? I strongly encourage you to do that after today's call, during the week, this week, and I'll say more about that in the announcements later on. To do all that we want to do in 6 hours, like so, so much. And so I'm so glad that you're getting so much out of those breakout rooms. That's fantastic. Let's hear just like popcorn, just one or two or three things that were coming up in those breakout rooms. What was happening over there? What's your aha? What do you want to share here? Marie, what was it that had you like hopping out of your seat by the breakout room?
Well, I feel like I was just getting started. But at the heart, like, it's so interesting because what I was saying to Wendy is that more than ever, I realize how important the work I do is, particularly mm-hmm. because of the pandemic and how the writing process that I teach creates connection. And at the same time, how surprising that my editor is saying it's time to quit, right? Like, it's just this interesting, weird thing that happens when you're onto something big and then the energy comes to try and shut you down.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh, uh-huh. I don't know for all of you, but I want to say, Wendy, are you listening? You know, we got to do this straight. You know, I know it's for all of us, but just, you know, recent conversation, Wendy, are you listening? And for all of us, that is exactly when the editor wants to shut us down, right when we're onto something, right as things are shifting, because the editor wants to go, no, no, that's scary. No, no, let's be stuck over here on the farm, you know, like Luke, instead of off on that adventure of what we're not supposed to be doing, but our life purpose, what we're meant to be doing on this planet. Thank you, Marie. Yes. Let's hear one more. Some of the things that was, what was rolling over there for you in those breakout rooms. Let's hear from one more just before we get to that training. Mary Kay, thank you.
The power of my horse's presence. It was just fantastic being in the barn and listening to everybody.
I love it. And this is one of those, you know, like Hiram Smith would say, you know, a BUFO moment, a blinding flash of the obvious. Like just, you know, if this is going to come from somebody on this call, that a horse's presence matters. We knew, I already knew that. That's going to come from Mary Kay, but no, it comes present, alive in the moment, right? To be there with them and here is so beautiful. It is deeply, connected. Embodied and felt experience, right?
And connecting.
Yes. Yes, and there we hear that theme again about connecting. And I bet if we, you know, diving into that, into your stories, there's going to be something somewhere about connection. That's certainly a theme somewhere there. And it'll be different. It'll show up differently than for Jamie, for instance, right? Because there's something about it, but there's the articulation, I would say, that's, you know, really important for you, Jamie, that might not appear in the same way for Mary Kay, for instance, right? Well done. Well done, guys. Anything else bubbling up wanting to be said before this last, this very brief training? You're going to get it right away. Anything else? Okay. Just the last little piece that I want to give you about having a big why, and one more way to, or one more aspect of it. Thinking from our future selves. Thinking from our future selves. Version of self number one, version of self number two. I imagine myself near the end of my life, right? And there's the self that did it, that risked, that took a chance, that did everything she could. This, like Luke on his adventure. Imagine Luke if he'd stayed on the farm, and Luke off on his adventure, saving the galaxy. And then imagine them, like, I don't know, 105 years old. You have those two selves inside you. Does that make sense to you? Project off into the future. They both could be you if you chose, but you get to choose. And you can talk to both of them. Do you get that? There is potentiality inside you. It's your birthright to be Luke 2, your version of Luke 2, not Luke 1. You know, we have a fear of being Luke on the farm, in a sense, that we know that, oh my goodness, what if my life lands there? It doesn't have to. I can talk to these future selves because they're just a part of me. They're an aspect of me. I know you nodded, so you know they exist. They exist inside you. You can talk to those future selves. And remember, we talked about big why and decision-making. Part of my big why is, which life do I want to have lived? Which life do I choose? When I project forward to the end of my life, whenever that may be, I love what Keith Cunningham taught me. He's the rich dad from Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Studied with him for many, many days. Amazing soul. He said, you know, his version of hell gets to the pearly gates, or no, not to the pearly gates. He meets, you know, whoever you meet. And there he meets the man he could have been. Ugh, hell. Imagine Luke if he'd stayed on the farm, you know? His version of heaven, meeting the man, for me, the woman I could have been. Shake hands with her. Say, hi, you're me. Living the life of Luke 1, stayed on the farm, versus Luke 2. Which life do I want? Both of those are inside me. I can ask them. I can ask them which choices they made. Who was more scared? Who lived on purpose? Who made what decision? If we think about Luke, for instance. Imagine Luke and project forward. We can do that even though he's a fictional character. Think of Luke Skywalker who stayed on the farm, you know, decades later. Well, you know, and he's sounding even worse now, right? well, you know, I didn't believe my uncle before, but it really is true. All there is this farm work. And this young kid here beside me, he won't do any of it. So I've been trying to get him to do it because you got to know that life is tough. And on this planet, right? Can't you hear his voice if he'd stayed there? It's in me, and he's a fictional character. Luke 2, we have access to Luke 2 as well. Luke says, yeah, I know you're on the farm. And he could even talk to that earlier, Luke. I know you're on the farm. I know you're scared to leave. I know you think you got these chores to do, but there's something bigger. There's something bigger calling. Go ahead, take a risk, take a chance. And yeah, sometimes you're going to run into stormtroopers, but you're going to love it, right? Can't you hear Luke 1 and Luke 2? Wouldn't they say different things? Don't you have that inside you? There's Mary Kay 1 and Mary Kay 2. There's Yvonne 1 and Yvonne 2. Isn't that true? You have access to both of them. You can ask some questions and then you get to decide. It's the ultimate decision maker, right? Because who do I want to be like? This is a big why for me. What's my why to choose the things that I choose? Because I want to be her. I want that one. I just ask her what she did. Because I know. Something in me knows. And part of my big why is because I want to be her by that time, whenever that is. And all the way along, I don't know if I only have one more breath or decades to go, you know? I project forward. I see what she's done. I see what she's built. We did some of that at Quantum Leaps, remember? Right? All these things fit together. But now I'm adding the why piece of that. When I envision her, I so know that that's who I want to be. That I will stop to envision her. I will stop to ask her what she did. And if I'm not certain, I will ask the other one. They made very different decisions. And then I know I'm living on purpose. Then I know I'm living my why. Because one did, like Luke, the two versions of Luke, one did, one didn't. They make very different choices. I want to be that one. So I ask her what she did. And then I have a why for doing that thing in front of me, even if it's hard sometimes, right? I hired three people last month before. That version of myself, imagine her decades from now. I know that's what she did. Do you get what I'm saying? And sometimes like there's fear about taking that action in, you know, interviewing that person, hiring that person, taking that next step, whatever it might be. But I know she did that. Clearly she's the one who did that. I'm not telling you that it's this or that in your particular company, but you'll know. If you get that, you'll know that she knows and therefore you know, raise your hand. I'm not saying it's this or that. You know that you know. So another aspect of the big why. I want to be her. What did she do? Then I can align with that action. Going back to Dottie, for instance, Dottie, decades from now at the end of her life, okay? And that Dottie that is shining and bright comes to talk to the Dottie of this week, the one that's shining and bright and on purpose and who's contributed. And is that Dottie the one saying, oh, you know, Dottie, you had a bad night's sleep. Just don't bother going to that podcast because it doesn't really matter. Did that Dottie fold like that? No way. She's going to tell Dottie, I'm so proud of you. I know you were kind of scared. I know you didn't know what to do, how to do it. I know. But when you were me and I did it, it was scary. Yes, sometimes there were some bumps, but I'm so proud of you. Thank you for doing that because in doing that, you became me and I'm happy where I am. Talk to those two people that are inside you. Ask them what they did. They did different things. Allow that to help you align with your decision. Marie goes forward decades ahead. And one of her just decided, hey, you know, I'd rather play tiddlywinks, you know? And one of her went, no, I'm going to grow my company, right? And it's not necessarily in that direction, but let's say it is, okay? Maybe the empowered one quit. I don't know, but let's say it's in this direction. And the one that grew a company, what does she say to Marie now? Hey, you were at that crossroads and you found your why again and you were on purpose, whatever that purpose is. And I'm so proud of you because you became me. Thank you, Marie. Finding our why helps us be aligned. It's one of my whys is I want to be her. And I know who she is. And then I stay aligned and then I stay on purpose. And then I'm bigger than any obstacle because I see with a different vision. Another aspect of finding our why. Make sense? I wanted to remind you of the two future selves inside you. Talk to them. You can even interview them. You can have as much fun with this as you want. You can be on a connection call with each other. Hey, will you play my two version, older versions of me? Or will you interview my two version? I'll be my two versions of me. Will you interview me so I can hear her voice? Record it. Have fun with this. You can play. If we're not having fun, we're not doing it right. You know, Mary Kay and Wendy could be on a connection call. And Wendy is interviewing, you know, two versions of Mary Kay decades later than this, right? Hey, Mary Kay, who's like Luke on the farm? What are you like? What's your life like, right? Play with this, have fun with this. And there's so much that we can learn about the decisions we're making right here, right now, and how we grow our company and how we like Yvonne, get out of bed in the morning by listening to those two people. Make sense? So this is just a training to let you know about this, and then how you enact it, how you take this up is up to you. But your big why for doing some version of this exercise? Well, because you get to live on purpose, because you're bigger than any obstacle, because you have access to those people inside you and so on, right? There's my why for going to those future selves. All right, that was the last piece of training, that one last piece about a big why that I wanted to give you. I wanted to open it up and hopefully you've jotted down whatever questions that you might have. And if none of them came to the page for you, here's that chance now. What questions do you have about finding your own big why? What questions do you have about how you implement this in your company? What questions do you have about how this impacts your 2021? What questions do you have at any and all levels? Thanks, Jamie. So, questions. I saw Mary Kay first, but Dottie's hand was up first. So Dottie and then Mary Kay. And don't forget to unmute, Dottie.
I was graciously saying, Mary Kay, you could go first. I've already had a lot of chances to talk.
Thank you, Mary Kay, for that. I appreciate that. Oh, do you mean that, Dottie, were you taking up too much space? Oh, should it be something? I know that comes out of graciousness, but it also could come out of an editor. And there's no reason that you can't be in the limelight right here, right now, Dottie, just like you'll be on that call. Remember?
Okay. Thank you. I have some confusion about my story because the first part of my life from 29 to now, no, from 29 to 55, I had a really easy time in sales. I took one course. It made me a superstar that lasted for 40 years. It's only now in starting my second career. So I don't know how to articulate that well. You know, it's like I'm one that's gone from riches to rags instead of rags to riches.
Right. And so here's what I would do with that, Dottie, because, you know, I'm going to ask it like this, because we're in the Having a Big Why virtual retreat. And I'm going to say, what's your why for telling that story? And I'm not so sure that why is a great one, you know, because is that really the story that you want to own? And is that the only story that you can tell? And you know, is that the story we just did, the two future selves, could not be a better illustration of how important that teaching is? Because the Dottie of, let's say, I don't know, three decades from now, okay, who is, you know, toward the end of her life. And there's two of them. There's one that just contracted and folded, and there's one who opened up into all of who she is. Does that Dottie who opened up to all of who she is 30 years from now, is she saying, wow, everything was great and then it all went bad? Do you think that's the story that she's carrying? She has a really different story, isn't it? Doesn't she? So that means that in telling the story with that shape, what are you telling the story from Dottie one future self or Dottie two future self? Dottie one being the one who contracted, Dottie two being the one who expanded. Which story do you think you're telling in telling that?
That's what made it hard, is that I haven't moved into Dottie version number two.
Ah, thank you. Okay, so and let's play with that story a little bit as well. How about this? I'm en route to moving into Dottie number two. In fact, I'm not even going to call her Dottie number two. I'm going to call her my future self, because that's who I am. That's who I'm becoming. I'm on my route there. I'm making mistakes sometimes. We don't have to have it be perfect. I'm making mistakes sometimes. Sometimes I don't know how to be her. Sometimes I don't always hear her whisperings to me, but sometimes she like hits me over the head even with it, going like, Dottie, wake up. You're amazing, right? So think from her. Know what she has to say. She's inside you. And it's the other Dottie, we'll call her the other Dottie, the one that contracted that, that wants to keep telling the story of, well, it was great and then it went bad. So I would mess up that story. I would just, Yvonne, have I ever told you to stop, just stop telling a story? I don't do it very often, but you know, it's like, Yvonne, stop that. Just don't tell that story anymore. Just stop it. Just stop it, right? So that's what I'm going to suggest for you, Dottie. Just stop that story. It doesn't serve you. Dottie, the other Dottie tells that story. You don't need that, because the Dottie, that open Dottie of 30 years from now who says, wow, what a ride it was, she doesn't tell that story. She tells a story of, you know, my whole life, something like this. Doesn't have to be this, but here's a start. I think she's telling this story. I have been a lifelong learner, and sometimes I've succeeded and sometimes I've failed, and I've learned tons of lessons along the way, and everything that I called a failure at the time brought me to a larger level of understanding. And sometimes early in my life, I could even tell the reverse story from pieces that you've given us. Early in my life, sometimes I was closed. I was not as connected to people. I wasn't being all the person who I wanted to be. And as I grew older and wiser, I understood how much it mattered to be connected to people. I understood how much it mattered to contribute. I understood how much it mattered to get to pick yourself up. You know, if you fell down 9 times, to pick yourself up 10 times. I didn't know that when I was younger, but I learned that as I grew older. Isn't that the story she's telling, that Dottie of 30 years from now who's open and who's lived her life, who said, wow, wasn't that a ride? And so I've learned that. So I would mess it up a little. I would stop telling that you know, unconscious tragedy story. I would, because there's multiple threads that you can take up. Just stop telling that story. Don't try to see how you can tell that story and then go from there. Just stop telling that story. Tell a new story, one that also is just as truthful and even more truthful. And that says, you know, I right now in this place in my life, what I want the most, and that contribution word came up really strongly. There's some kind of theme of contribution. I know that I'm here to contribute on the planet. I've contributed in lots of different ways. I made money. Yeah, that was great. And I'm not dissing money. Money is a great thing. But I know that I'm contributing ideas. I know that I'm contributing connection. I know that I'm contributing just by freaking being alive and being, you know, because you've told us about your age, the age that I am, and on the court, doing, contributing. And I want that for all the people around me. I want them to know that life is alive and awake, and no matter what age they are. And I'm here as a living testament to that. Isn't that the story that the later Dottie tells? And I'm here as a living testament that we continue to open, we continue to grow, and we contribute, we continue to contribute, even after not one, not two, not three, but 4 mini strokes. Who cares? I mean, it was hard. I was scared, but I used that fear to propel me into serving at an even higher level. And I know you guys can do that too. Say it was being spoken from stage. Dottie, how's that story for you?
Good.
There's the story that I think that future Dottie has told. Perfect example of Dottie for future version number 1 and number 2. Tell the story that one's telling. Stop telling the story that the other one is telling. And you know the difference. I know you knew.
But how do... I'm the type of person that I've got to know that your position, that if I'm going to pay you money, that you have the credentials. How am I going to put in there the credentials that they would want to learn from me, instead of I'm an older woman that's been up and down and up and down?
How, so stop for a second. In the way that I told it, how many of you would want to listen to the next few sentences? Raise your hand. Had 4 strokes, and everyone is raising their hand here, Dottie. I think, Mary Kay, did you raise your hand? I'm not sure. You did too. Yeah, I thought so. Okay. Unanimous, 100% want to listen. Don't be so worried about credentials. Don't try to do things to become worthy, because that credentialism is just about you seeking to be worthy. We all do it. You're already worthy. You already have amazing things to contribute. And that story itself is super powerful. Who wouldn't want to learn from somebody who has that kind of stamina, who has that kind of comeback power, who's the person you are now? Stop idealizing or idolizing the younger version of you. I think you're awesome right here, right now. And when you know that, they'll know that too. That is the credential. Those other things, yeah, whatever.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Great, great question. Thank you. Mary Kay, question.
Well, I sort of answered it but I'll ask it because you probably have something else to say.
I love that. So one of the great things about having questions, right? We come up with our own answers, and then there's the next level too.
So the question was, how do you know if you're not in your why? Like the mixed messages that Marie was talking about, how do you know if you're sending all these mixed messages out? And I went to my future version of myself, and she said, don't worry about it. The dogs and cats and animals and worms and snails and everything around you will tell you.
Mary Kay, I've got chills. This is why I wanted to give you this one last piece. I know we've done so much today. It's been intensive. I could see this, like the energy level. I wanted to send you off into the rooms to pick up your energy again too, so you could hear this last piece. Mary Kay, I hear you having taken up that last piece so profoundly. Thank you. She knows.
And it's okay. It's okay if I don't, because I'll just get reminded again. So
yeah,
they're all there. And I guess the people are there too. We'll include them too.
Can you hear the ease of it? Can you hear the knowingness of it? Your future self is so wise, and she's inside you. I love that. I love that. And so I love that answer. And if we wanted to, like, that's full stop, you know, mic drop moment. Perfect. And if we want to add more, there's much that we could add. None of it's necessary, but we could add, how do I know I'm not in my why? Well, because I'm pulled in one direction and another, or because I'm leaking energy. Think of Marie caught between those two places. How do I know I'm not in my why? Because my story kind of sounds like, do you know, like Jamie one and Jamie two, right? And hearing the energy of it. And how do I know that I'm not in my why? Because I go, well, you know, there's this little stumbling block. No, I don't think I can do it. Well, and there's something that's not in my why about it. Like every single piece that we've spoken about today will help point us in the direction of, am I in my why? Luke on the farm will go, what? You know, the farm version of him, I can't do that. I can't go with you, Obi-Wan. I got too many chores to do. We gain a superpower. He goes like, let's jump into the garbage compactor and we'll stop it somehow. You know, like superpower, alignment, joy, waking up in the morning, like Yvonne talked about, all those things are indicators. And also it's not an on off thing. So your question allows me to deepen that training as well. It's not, do I have my why or do I not? It's like Jamie one and Jamie two, those two different versions of her why. Deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper levels of it. So I don't have to go, have I got it right now? Have I got it right now? That's me trying to be worthy. I already am worthy. Instead, it's, here's my why. And what if I could open it like the photo of a time-lapse photo of a flower and see more and more petals, more and more aspects of it. Oh, what's my why for helping Dana in the last month? I told you guys, but I could elaborate on that. Does that make sense? There's more, or when she was sick with pneumonia when she was little, I could tell you deeper and deeper layers of it. And then the more I talk about it too, the more I remember it, the more I tell the story of it, the more those themes come up, the more the emotion comes up, the more I'm in that energy. So it's not an on-off thing. It's that I can go more deeply into this, and the more deeply I go into this, the more I'm on purpose in my life, the happier I am. And all that is also not needed. Your own answer was it all helps and is all beautiful, and your own answer was perfect and complete. All right, we're at 5:02 already, so just the last couple things that I want to do with you here, just to close off, and then if there's some last questions, we got to a couple questions, I'll stay on beyond the hour. We'll probably end at about 5 after here officially. And then if there's any lingering questions, I'll stay for a few minutes afterwards to answer your questions. What I want to do now, super important announcements for you. First, as always, don't forget to say hi in the chat. Even if you've been chatting over there, just go ahead and say hi in the chat so we can mark you as having attended. It helps us help you. Our next course is Practical Applications. It starts Tuesday, December 8th at our usual time, 12:30 Mountain Time. And be on the lookout for an email tomorrow morning. There's a link to a survey for you to complete, all right? Thanks, guys. So make sure you fill out that survey for us. It helps us serve you. laser sessions with Marie and Yvonne. So great to see you both here. Meetingwithmarie.com, meetingwithyvonne.com. Remember to go and dive in with them. I know that you had an amazing call with Yvonne this week, many of you. I know that you've had amazing laser sessions. Jamie was talking about the one with Marie, and it's such great things. So remember, you have this resource. You can meet with Marie 1 month, Yvonne the next month, to get both their support in your business. The accountability forms are due December 7th. Next month, Marie, our very own Marie, will be leading the monthly mastermind. You won't want to miss out. I love and adore these women. You know I do. I've learned so much from them. So, you know, there's so many resources on this campus for you. I just want to remind you of the many, many resources that we have. You'll notice that we do not have a call. In prior years, sometimes we had a call on, because I'm Canadian, on right on U.S. Thanksgiving, but so many of you are from the U.S., not all of you I know, but I'm like, wait, let's not have a call Thanksgiving Day. No call that day. No call the day, the week after as well. We come back to practical applications on the Tuesday. So that means that you have some time. This is a fabulous time. You could listen to this whole recording again. And do you know you will hear different things because you're not the same person that you were at the beginning of the day? Do you get that? You listen to the beginning of this call, you're going to hear entirely different things. This is a deep, deep dive training. So any pieces of trainings that you miss, this is a great time to go back to those recordings or go back again. Mary Kay, I remember, I think when you first came in, you listened to the first recording and then you listened to right again afterwards, right? But that's what I recall from, it was a couple of years ago. It's hard to remember, but I think that's, you know, you could dive in again and again, and you'll hear different things. Beyond connection calls, all that you've learned here, Marie's going like, whoa, I want more time. Go ahead and take that time for yourself. Be on a connection call. What's my why for my company? What's my why for something with my kids? What's my why for running my business in the midst of COVID or the elections or whatever? What's my why for choosing this initiative in my company? You could spend an entire week diving into the details of what it is that we've learned here and actually applying them to your business. That time would be time super, super well spent. So get on connection calls. Remember that you have the Facebook page to use. And we have times of ebb and flow in the Facebook page. There's been lower activity recently. Some of you around at Mexico at home, we were like, oh, the page was buzzing. Remember that you can use that as a resource for you. Bounce ideas off of each other. Offer to serve. Use it as a place to ask for connection calls. It is what you decide to make of it. So, and then also, as we come up to practical applications, be networking. Be doing strategy sessions, whatever you call that in your industry. Create a talk, whether you're doing a talk just for one person in your living room or speaking to thousands. Those are some of the pieces we're going to be working on at practical applications. And when you're on the court in these next couple of weeks doing those things, you'll be asking questions at different levels. You will be able to apply, you know, be able to look on the court at what's happening and ask the nuanced questions. And you know, the more you've done on the court, the more those questions will serve you, right? So those are some of the ways that I suggest you use that time between now and then. And of course, please, like I'm Canadian and I've booked a bunch of time off for US Thanksgiving. I'm like right there with you guys, right? Take some time for deep self-care. Take some time for yourself. Give yourself, remember, 1 hour of work in the inner world is equal to 7 hours work in the outer world. What's your work in the inner world like? Are you taking time for quiet time? Are you taking time for yourself? Are you taking time for some fun? Have you got fun? I've got fun booked next week on my calendar. Do you? When's the last time you booked fun on your calendar or just it spontaneously happened? So remember, if we're not having right from the beginning of this training, beginning of this retreat, if we're not having fun, we're not doing it right. So those are the announcements. Those are some places to go jumping off place to take this as our jumping off place for that next thing. One of the things you might want to do too is think about what are the 3 to 5 top initiatives for your company in 2021. We didn't do that here, but it's a great thing to know. Like, what are your top priorities for 2021? We're going to be doing that in this company because those are the 5 things that you should put your intentionality into. In fact, usually it's just the top 3. In fact, that top 1 is really important to choose. How are you going to choose? Go ask that future self. She knows. So these are some great ways to use this time for spaciousness, to prepare for practical applications, to consolidate what we've done, to connect with each other, to take all that we've done here today. We've done some remarkable work in just 6 hours. You guys have shown up like nobody's business. Thank you. This is my favorite, having a big why, ever, ever, ever. And that's because of you guys. You are amazing. So we're going to close today's call. Unless I'm seeing you in private or unless you tag and text me in Facebook, because I don't always automatically see what's going on in Facebook. You have to tag me and text me if you want me to see it. I might be seeing you in private. So I might be seeing you in Facebook if it's that way. Be connected with each other. Book those calls with Marie and Yvonne. Have a beautiful, beautiful Thanksgiving, everybody. And there's a training call that I'm doing tomorrow. If you registered for it, I could see you tomorrow at, I think it's 11:30. So it's in your inbox. Come and join us for Three Keys. They're the Three Keys call. It's going to be a great, great call. So have a wonderful, wonderful time. And know that I'm here. I'm a tag and a text away. All right. And let's finish up this call today officially with one aha, one inspired action. And then I'll stay for any remaining questions, but I want to close out this call officially. So one aha, one inspired action to take us home. Wendy, you're now up in my top left-hand corner. Wendy, one aha, one inspired action from the day. And remember that inspired action, it's a check-offable action. I will know that I've done it and I could check a box so that we know something of this is going into our real tangible lives.
I feel really full.
We did a lot today. We did a lot. We moved heaven and earth today. Yeah. So what's of all that? One aha. It doesn't have to be the best, most perfect, most important. Whatever bubbles up to the surface, share that one. Trust that.
Just finding passion instead of perfection.
Aha. Thank you. Beautiful. Yes. Stop being perfect. Start being passionate. And this day exactly allows for that. Thank you. What's your inspired action? So you know that something of this is going out into your real life, Wendy.
I think my inspired action, I would like to talk to my past self actually and my future self about passion.
I love that. Riffing on what we talked about, and that sounds like what a playful way and a fun way to take that future self. Our past self has wisdom too. And there's different versions of our past self too, just like the future self. I can pull out all the worst of her. I can pull out all the best of her. I could talk to both of them, right? Love this, Wendy. Beautiful. Thank you. Perfect. Not perfect, passionate. Perfect for us. Perfect in the moment. Perfect in this perfectly imperfect world. I don't mean perfection like, oh, got to get it right. Beautiful. Dottie, you're up next.
I loved the whole day, and I especially loved the two selves.
Yes. I'm so glad. Thank you for hanging in, guys, for that last training, because it's crucial. It's a crucial part of the big why. We can hear it so well on top of all the other things that we've done today. So what's your inspired action, Dottie?
You really impacted my life. I've been having a lot of problems with my son, and I'm going to talk to him soon, which is a surprise. I haven't talked to him in 6 months. And I woke up, all I could think of talking about when he says, how are you, is shame that my business hasn't done well. And now instead, I'm going to talk about creating my future. He wants a mother that creates a future, not give up. So you've really made a huge difference in my life. Thank you.
Dottie, brilliant, beautiful, and so beautifully spoken, every single word.
Thank you.
Thank you. Beautiful. Mary Kay.
My aha is that I'm part of Big Mind, and that doesn't, I had it backwards.
Yeah, and that big mind, that was the thing that Marie picked up on too. It's like, oh, what is that? Right. And it's connected with the why. And thank you, Mary Kay. I love that, bringing that vocabulary to our, and that I, more than vocabulary, obviously, to this day. Thank you. What's your inspired action?
I'm going to spend, in fact, I can hardly wait to spend an hour tomorrow on my revising my talk yet again.
I love it. And that's another thing we never why about. Like, why do I want to revise my talk? What would make that fun? Like Dottie with her talk, right? What's my why? And I love that you're being pulled forward to do it in a beautiful way. I can feel that from you. Thank you. Love it. Yvonne.
Embracing my desire to delve deeper into my why.
Yes, I love it. And thank you for again connecting that desire and why, and all that we've learned about story is right here. We can tap into all of it for this higher level of our lives, this passionate engagement, this building of a company. Yes, it's a spin-off effect of actually living our lives. Thank you. What's your inspired action?
This weekend, I'm going to be writing about my why. And I'll be sharing it with Marie.
That is a great, great action. I encourage you all to dive further into this. There's so much more that we could do. We could do a whole week on this easily. That you have all the tools, you have all the resources from what we've done today. Great, beautiful action. Thank you, Yvonne. Marie.
Silence is at the heart of all the aspects of my why, like whether it's personal or business or spiritual. And I hadn't made that connection before. I'd been putting everything into little compartments. So my insight is that silence is uniting everything.
Marie, I love it. And you have had many stories through many years that we've shared this journey in and around silence. It's highly, highly resonant for you. I love this new insight. Beautiful. What's your inspired action?
To follow up after this call with some writing, which then I will share with Yvonne or and or others. It doesn't have to be or. It doesn't have to be limited to just one person.
I love it. Thank you. So beautiful. Thank you so much for playing full out. Thank you for being so present. Thank you for inspiring me, each one of you. You have contributed amazingly, collectively and individually to this, what I think is just an outstanding day. Best ever. I've been teaching this, having a big why for many, many years. Best ever, hands down in my books. And I don't, you know, how often have you heard me say that? I don't say that, right? I say that sometimes. But I have never said that about this ever. Thank you so much for showing up so beautifully, so fully. I look forward to seeing you soon. Have a beautiful, beautiful, spacious and productive and spacious and productive on purpose time, better words, on purpose time. I love you all dearly. And I look forward to seeing you soon. I'm going to say bye-bye for now. And then whoever's still here, if you have a question, I'll stay for a few minutes. All right. Bye-bye for now.